I saw it's West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. What I saw is West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. Just a reminder, that's our theme song provided by Lobo Loco called All Right in Louisiana. All right, all right, all right. We're here with another episode of the Rusty Shackelford Podcast. I'm joined by Miss Rhonda tonight. It's going to be her second time being on the podcast. Feel blessed to have her join us. Say hey.
Hey.
All right, so me and Miss Rhonda, we went out on the town tonight, went to the Mexican restaurant, had a, get back, Jeffrey. We had a nice meal, and I got me some nachos, and Rhonda ordered a cheese dip. Matter of fact, you didn't even order that cheese dip, did you?
No, she just brought it out.
She knew that you always get the cheese dip, though.
Yeah. Did she charge us for it?
Yeah, she charged us for it. I kept thinking she wasn't going to, but I seen it on that receipt. That guy that owns that place, well, he was mad about that girl having an old lip ring, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hush.
Jeffrey wants to be on the podcast, too.
Well, he can't be on the podcast.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't because he can't talk unless you're going to make a voice for him. And he can be on there, but if not, then just talk, okay? So, we had Mexican tonight, and then we went to the Walmart. Now, when I went to Walmart, I've been wanting that Exploding Kittens game, but I didn't get it. It's a card game, and two people, the minimum it has to have two people play, and five people at the most, right?
Yeah. And,
but you didn't seem like you wanted it, so I didn't get it.
Eh.
Well, I got this box fan today.
Yeah.
I've been wanting me a box fan, so I got this box fan today. And I've got it pointed right over there toward my recliner, so it'll blow on me.
Yep.
Do you like it?
No, we don't need a box fan.
Listen at it. Listen at it purr. On three right there.
Well, we have an air conditioner and we have a ceiling fan, so I don't understand why we have to have a box fan.
Because we need a box fan. I can blow this on me while I'm over.
It's loud, though, and it's up against the couch that I'm sitting at. So I'm going to have to turn the TV up louder. And it's unnecessary.
That's a waste of power.
It's stupid. You don't need it. We have ceiling fan and the house cools. It's
I don't care, Jamie. I don't care, Rhonda. I work hard for my money. Okay?
Who's that other person?
I don't know. It's just Rhonda. You're Rhonda.
Okay.
Rhonda Shackelford. Okay?
Okay.
So, as we was out tonight on the town, we figured out tomorrow we're going to have homemade steak tacos, right?
That's what you said.
You enjoyed those last time I cooked them, didn't you?
Yeah, I might do me a salad this time because I'm trying to do better.
Trying to lose weight?
Yes.
I don't want you to lose a lot.
Well, I need to lose enough weight so that my clothes aren't tight.
I like it when your clothes is tight.
Well, I don't because it's not comfortable.
Well, I ain't worried about it. So, Rhonda, how was work this week?
It was fine.
All right. Well, work was good for me, too. Had a good week. Wasn't bad. Got to meet some good people.
I want to mention this, too, that I'm Team Pepsi. By the way, just so you know.
Team Pepsi. Well,
I like Pepsi.
I like Pepsi too, Rhonda. I do like Pepsi, but I've got some mess. You know, my daddy likes Coke.
Yeah, I'm not a big Coke fan.
Well, my daddy likes that Coke, and I get it. We in the South, it seems like a Coca-Cola
negative.
Yeah, Pepsi. It's the Bible Belt, Jane. No. I mean, Rodna. This is the Bible Belt.
I'm going to need to check in and see who this other person is you keep calling me, because...
This is the Bible Belt, and Coke...
Seems a little suspicious.
Coke should be drank in the Bible Belt, I think.
No, it's got Coke's Santa Claus. Northern thing.
You crazy.
Pepsi's Southern.
You crazy. You are crazy, crazy, crazy. You ever put peanuts in your Pepsi?
I've never put peanuts in a Coke either.
Have you ever put peanuts in Pepsi?
No.
Well, later on in this episode, I got a viewer or a listener that has sent us a message regarding her outlook on Pepsi versus Coke. So we'll play that for... Hush up! Got asthma or something? What's wrong with that dog?
He's his mama's baby.
Alright, so... Big plans this weekend, having tacos tomorrow night. You're going to make a salad.
Taco salad.
Anything good happen to you at work?
It was a pretty uneventful week, which I guess is good.
Did you get your car washed?
I did not.
I hate when you don't wash your car.
You always wash it for me, so why should I do something...
I bought that car for you, and I want it to stay nice.
Well, you can go wash it tomorrow while I'm hanging out or at Zumba or taking a nap.
You know, you need to be drinking plenty of water. They're calling for high temperatures this weekend.
I've had 3 liters of water today.
You pee a lot?
Yes.
You need to make sure you're peeing a lot, too, and not in your pants.
Well, what happens if I drink a bunch of water and don't pee?
I guess you ain't got to pee.
Will I blow up?
You'd probably die like a person on that radio contest.
You ever heard of people that have, like, congestive heart failure being on the liquid restriction?
I don't know anything about anything like that, so I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh, I was just asking because ladies that I work...
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about other things. I want to talk about other things. So, I'm looking over here at this red toaster that we got. How many times have we used that toaster?
I've used it.
How many times?
I use it when I want to toast some bread or toast a bagel or toast a popcorn.
How many times has that been?
I mean, I haven't kept a running spreadsheet or anything about it, but I mean...
I don't think we've got our money's worth out of that thing.
Well, first of all, we didn't buy it, so it was given to us as a wedding gift.
Well, we haven't done that thing
yet. Also, I think I might have mentioned this on the last podcast. I can't remember or not, but I need some people, some viewers to call in and...
Listeners.
Yeah.
Listeners.
That's what I said. Listeners, to call in.
Turn your phone off. People are going to think that's my phone. You need listeners
anyways,
to call in and say what?
It's almost our 10-year anniversary in November, and I think it's time for an upgrade.
An upgrade? What do you mean? Upgrading what? Somebody calling you on the phone. I ain't answering.
Upgrade on my diamond.
You want to upgrade on your diamond.
Yep.
I ain't worried about that. So, listen.
I didn't say you were worried about it, but I need you to stop ignoring me when I mention it.
All right. Well, so, what else would you like to talk about? Tell something good, like an old story or something.
Okay, I'll tell y'all about something that happened to me this week.
Tell me about it.
So, I went to lunch with a friend of mine, and we went to a really good, like a clock-type restaurant. And we went across the street to the gas station. And
I don't want to hear this story.
Okay, well.
That's where you bought the homeless man something to eat.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. So I want to hear one about when you was when you was told me about when you was using the bathroom and you try to be real quiet and stuff. tell about that one. You've been taking them supplements, right? Make you regular. And you was trying to be quiet.
Why are you gonna try to do that to me?
And yeah. You had a good experience, didn't you?
I mean,
cleaned you out, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's good. So I do want to talk about those $150 worth of pills that you bought.
Yep.
So you bought some medicine to try to, I guess that's try to lose weight.
Yep.
You think it's gonna work?
Well, give it a shot.
I don't think you need to lose no weight, baby.
I done told you. I've gained some weight, and I know it's because I've been eating a bunch of stuff that I don't need to eat, especially sweets and sweet tea and soft drinks. That's what it is. It's all that sugar that I've been
eating. Why don't you just stop doing all that instead of ordering $150?
I am going to do that, but I want to try these supplements too.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your support.
But I don't think you need to lose any weight.
Well, I don't want to be on my 600-pound life either, Michael. So.
Some of those women on there look pretty good.
We must be watching two different shows.
And when I'm getting that new Volkswagen bus, I can put you in the back of that thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to, because that's probably the only place I'll be able to ride is in the back.
Get you a lift.
Just throw me a mattress back there and
call the fire department, get them to help me take you out there, and we'll go shopping at Walmart or something.
No.
Get you one of them scooters.
I need you to take me down to Texas and see that doctor to get the gastric bypass surgery.
Dr. Narzan.
Close.
He'd be mad at you. I told you, Jimmy, not to eat that stuff. The drink of the drink.
Yeah.
I mean, Rhonda. I'm sorry, Rhonda. Well, we're going to have a good weekend. Both of us is off all weekend. Got a lot planned. Going to make tacos tomorrow night. I'm going to do my homemade salsa.
What are we doing tomorrow during the day?
I'm going to let this box fan blow on me.
Okay.
Well, I got to cut the grass in the morning because all the mushrooms is popping up from all that rain we got.
Yep.
I got to do that. You want to go to the mountains? We can go if we get up early. It'd be too hot if we wait too late.
Nah, I'm good.
All right, so we're going to hear from one of our guests or one of our listeners. She calls herself Taco Lady. She's going to give her opinion of the Coke versus Pepsi debate. Now, I respect it. I've listened to it a couple times. I respect what she says. I think there's a lot of truth in it.
Hashtag Team Pepsi. Hashtag Team Pepsi.
All right, but we're going to listen to her and be respectful of what...
I'm just saying. I'm Team Pepsi.
Well, and I like Pepsi.
I like to be different because apparently everybody's a big Coke fan, and that's cool. Whatevs.
Yeah. Well, you know Daddy likes Coke. Mike the Table Guy. That's my daddy.
Mike the Table Guy?
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
All right. We're going to let her talk about what she thinks, and we'll be back for the conclusion of this episode.
What's up, old Rusty Shackelford? You got old Taco Lady here from Southern Greenville County. I'm going to keep my anonymity. Just want to call in and talk about the old Coca-Cola Pepsi debate. Being a true Southern Belle myself, I'm going to have to go with the Coca-Cola, man. Sorry. I mean, you know, you look at NASCAR, where Pepsi ain't got no nice t-shirt. You ain't got no Pepsi memorabilia. I mean, Coca-Cola dates back to, I mean, I don't know, I didn't pay attention to history class, but 1800s, man. I mean, they used to put cocaine in that. And I mean, if I got to show up to work, I might as well have a little pep in my step. Pepsi just don't do it for them, man. But yeah, I like more Diet Coke than regular Coca-Cola because I'm trying to watch my figure. But that's my opinion. I'm going to stick to it. You keep your little hoity-toity Pepsi drink, but enjoy the show. Take care, man.
All right, well, that was listener Taco Lady. I want to first say thank you for sending the message in. Enjoyed hearing your opinion. And you bring up some good points. And I think that right now me and Rhonda are pretty outnumbered. I've heard a lot of feedback saying Coke better than Pepsi. Like I said, my daddy likes Pepsi. He collects Pepsi memorabilia. Always has. They got them cool commercials with Santa Claus and all. So, you know, maybe we're wrong. But I do appreciate you calling in and giving your opinion about that. It was good to hear from some of our listeners and see what they have to say. So I want to say thank you, Taco Lady, for your support. Thank you for listening. And happy Coke drinking. Hope you enjoy your Diet Coke. And have a great night. Hope you enjoy the episode. So tonight we're going to do a little something different. Rhonda has agreed to do the diarrhea song. I'm going to tell y'all. She'll call me sometimes and she does. Fidelis, get out of there. He's in there eating out of a litter box. Get out of there. Look at him. Got him a snack. Get out of there. So she'll call me sometimes and sing the diarrhea song when she finds a different verse of it. So she likes looking those up. So she's going to grace us with her singing skills tonight. And we are going to conclude the episode with diarrhea song with Rhonda. So Rhonda, are you ready?
Yep, here we go.
Alright, let's hear it. What key will you be singing in? Key of Rhonda?
The key of diarrhea.
Alright.
Here we go.
Is this because the thing that happened to you this week?
Yeah, this is
1, 2, and 3 and a go.
When you're sitting in your Chevy and your pants feel heavy, diarrhea, diarrhea. When your crap starts to turn red and you wish that you were dead, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're running down the hall and you feel something fall, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you jump and do a flip but you feel something drip, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you wake up early in the morning and your sphincter starts exploding, diarrhea.
That didn't rhyme.
Diarrhea, that's what it says. And when you're sitting in class and the teacher passes gas, diarrhea.
Diarrhea. I bet her pants was wet after he passed gas. Give us two more.
Okay. When you're running from the police and you feel that anal grease, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
All right, one more. End it up. Go ahead, sing it out. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it out, Rhonda. Come on.
I think that was the only one I can.
Well, then give one more. When you're sliding into first and your pants begin to burst, diarrhea. All right, well, I think that's going to end our episode for tonight. Hope y'all have enjoyed spending Friday night with Rusty and Rhonda. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. We are probably going to, what are we going to watch, Rhonda?
Probably the ID channel or something.
Campaign. First campaign.
Oh, okay.
What's it called? campaign speech?
I don't know.
The movie with Will Ferrell and...
I don't know. You're the guy from The Hangover. Me about it. I don't know.
I was going to rent it on Amazon.
But you couldn't pay the money to rent Pitch Perfect 2 or 3.
Do you want to watch those?
Yes.
Well, we'll watch him then. Tell everybody bye. Tell me you love them.
Love y'all. Holla.
All right. Thank y'all again for joining us for another episode, Rusty Shackelford Show. Stay tuned for more episodes, and y'all have a great Friday night. Stay safe. We love you. Bye.
What I saw is West Side Story. What I saw is just a ride. What I saw is West Side Story. What I saw is just a ride.